CUPE, Ontario President Sid Ryan meeting with members of CUPE Local 1115, I guess it's 1115, in Welland today to talk about municipal projects and steering them away from quote-unquote P3s. Sid Ryan joins us now on the 6 o'clock News Hour. Mr. Ryan, thanks for joining us tonight.
That's all. It's my pleasure.
Can you give us an example of what you're talking about, a P3 building? A lot of people, I don't think, have their hands wrapped around what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a fairly new phenomenon where traditionally the public sector would go out and borrow the money to build public infrastructure, whether it be hospitals, water treatment plants, sports stadiums, soccer stadiums, ice pads. Typically, the public sector governments, whether it be municipal, provincial, or federal, can borrow money far more cheaply than the private sector. So if you're building a project that's worth tens of millions of dollars, and even if you add in 1 or 2% extra, which the in terms of interest rates, which the private sector must pay, when you add that up over a period of time, it adds millions of dollars to the facility. Plus, when you add in a commission or a profit margin of about 15%, then the project becomes really expensive. And then, most likely, what happens if you're looking at a stadium of any description, if you've got concession stands or a restaurant or access to the ticket sales, the private sector want to get a hold of that as well, and they jack up the rates and jack up the fees. So what turned out to be, you know, the Albies will come in and tell you, we can build you a wonderful stadium very cheaply. The Albies lowball, let's get the contract, and then you find out that there's massive cost incurred. Homeowners end up paying the extra cost in tax increases, and users, the kids who use the hockey arenas or the soccer fields, they'll end up paying more in user fees. So all around, it's a bad, bad deal for consumers, for taxpayers, and of course for workers, who typically lose their jobs. They bring in workers, paying them a little better than minimum wage, no pensions, and no benefits.
So, Mr.
So all
Ryan,
around, it's a bad deal for everybody.
What's on the horizon in Welland that prompted today's visit?
Well, there's talk about wanting to use the private sector in a partnership to build some ice pads and also a soccer field or a soccer arena, I guess. So the thought of that and the talk of that, should I say, amongst councillors, openly musing about the possibility, and of course the bureaucrats behind the scenes pushing it, we're saying it's time to bring the information to the residents of Welland to say to them, this is a bad deal. Other cities have considered this, and they've walked away from it. P3s don't work. In many instances,
hey, Mr.
in
Ryan,
the private sector don't make a profit. They actually hand back the facility to the city and say, no, you run it.
Mr. Ryan,
therefore,
so
the city has these extra costs.
I only have about 30 seconds left, and I know you were in Welland yesterday. Just want to get your reaction. How did the meeting go, and how were you received?
Very well received. The local is absolutely delighted that CUPE Ontario is going to work with them and with the CAW, who also will be working in these facilities. So the two unions will be joining up locally in Welland, packing the council chambers and saying to the councillors, look, here's the information. We want to give it to you before you make a decision. Don't make bad decisions like some other communities have made and live to regret it. So this is at the beginning of a campaign, saying to folks, don't make the wrong decision. Here's the information. Make an informed decision, and hopefully then they'll walk away from this P3.
CUPE Ontario President Sid Ryan visiting Welland yesterday and joining us tonight on the 6 o'clock News Hour. Thanks for doing so.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.